So I think everybody in the room is aware that the primary source of soil organic carbon is vegetation. And in forests, we think of the main contributors being the above-ground litter fall and below-ground root turnover. So in the Intermountain West, our forests have these two distinct overstory types. On one hand, we have aspen. On the other hand, we have conifers. And their current area, the range of occupancy is changing, with aspen declining and conifers gaining a little bit. So when we went out in Utah and sampled five sites, we found that aspen store more soil organic carbon than conifers do, and this is for a 50 centimeters depth. And most of the carbon is stored in the silt and clay associated fraction. So we decided to go and measure carbon fluxes at the northern site in Utah, the Tweedip site. And at this site, the carbon net accumulation difference is about 225 kilograms carbon per year, assuming a stand age of about 100 years. So when we went out and looked at the foliage litter fall, we saw aspen have a higher foliage litter fall. And when we add the understory, the total above ground litter fall increase is about twice as high under aspen than it is under conifers. Now, this carbon has to make it into the soil. And in these systems, the main pathway is via snowmelt water during spring. And we looked at carbon fluxes during this time and saw that conifers actually have higher carbon fluxes during with snowmelt water. And another reason for carbon pool differences could be the losses. And so we looked at a previously published study at the same site, at Tweedip, that showed that aspen actually have higher soil respiration than conifers. So that couldn't be it either. So finally, we looked at fine roots and saw that conifers have twice as high fine root biomass than aspen do. And when we plug it into the Reiten-Nadelhofer equation, assuming a 50-50 split between heterotrophic and autotrophic respiration, we get that conifers should have a higher root turnover. Now, we also installed mini rhizotrons to get a better estimate of root turnover. And what we found in terms of fine root biomass was that aspen seemed to have more fine root biomass and conifers a lot less. And then, of course, that means there's also higher input under conifers than there is under higher input under aspen than there is under conifers. Now, you see the order of magnitude difference between the root core and mini rhizotron estimates, which probably indicate to a problem of the method in the conifer sites, and I have my ideas about it. But overall, I guess I could say that it's pretty obvious that above-ground carbon input cannot explain the soil organic carbon pool differences. So the action is below ground. And whether the 50-50 split between respiration is maybe incorrect, and there are other hypotheses I could say, but maybe it's not about how many roots die. It's more about the speed of incorporation of this carbon into the mineral associated, or into the silt and clay associated carbon fraction. Thank you.
A minute and 30 for questions.